turn the clock backwards to a point some 25 years back. The time is 2 a.m. in the morning. On an unpleasant, cold, mystifying night, the moon is sheltered by the murky, glooming clouds. The night's eerie silence is punctuated only by an occasional bark of a dog or by a cacophony caused by two cats fighting. Suddenly, the regime of the night is sharply interrupted by a chilling scream. And what happens next? A woman suddenly gets up from her deep slumber and she throws her blanket aside. Do not take this to be the beginning of a horror story or a thriller. What I am about to tell you is reality. And it was the cry of somebody who opened their heart to me. This is a narration of a reality that you would witness in every home where there are small children. The scream in this particular story and narration is that of a baby boy, and the woman who gets up instantly on hearing the scream is none other than his mother. Like us, this boy too has no sense of timing, and neither is he bothered about the fact that his mother had a good night's sleep after a hard day's work. And the most amazing thing, however, is that the mother wakes up from her sleep at such an odd hour, nurses this baby, tends to all his needs, changes his nappy with all her heart and without a sign of irritation. You following me, friends? And now, 25 years later, let us see what transpires between this mother and child. The time, 10 p.m. in the night. A very pleasant, cloudless night with the full moon radiating a soothing glow of light. This young man and his wife are in the bedroom. Both are engrossed on their smartphones. They hear a gentle voice of a murmur. The mother is calling her son from her bedroom, and her voice is reflecting pain. The man asks his wife, "Go and see why mother is calling." The wife refuses to go. She says, "It's your mother. You go sort it out. I'm busy chatting with my friends on the phone. I'm busy on WhatsApp." The man stands up and he proceeds towards his mother's bedroom. Standing in the doorway He says in a rather irritated voice, "Mom, what is wrong? Why are you calling me 10 o'clock at night? What is the problem? You know that I had a hard day's work, and this is the only time I get to relax with my family and my wife. What is the problem?" The mother says, "Son, I'm sorry. I could not help calling you. I have an unbearable pain in my head. And since your father is no more, I was wondering if you could just kindly rub my head for a few minutes so that this pain can get a little less." "But Mom, why don't you take some painkillers?" "It's okay, my son. It's okay, my love. Go back to your room, don't worry. I'll manage somehow." And she says words that she had been told. And this grief that is in her heart, she says, "Oh Allah, yesterday I had 4 sons sleeping in my room. Today each one has his own house and no one has any room for me. Yesterday I had 4 sons sleeping in my room alone with me. Today each one has his own house. And he has no room and time for me." Narrated above is a story of an aching mother's heart in our area. I cried. It is a pity that the man in the above narration forgets that it is the same woman who, through the grace of Allah, has brought him into this world after so much of suffering, of pain and discomfort for 9 long months. It is the same woman who used to wake up at the odd hours just to tend to his needs, who fed him with milk. It is the same woman for whom now your world, so much so that she was prepared to suffer any kind of hardship to see that her bundle of joy was happy and comfortable. If your mother is afraid to ask you as a son for anything during any time of the day or night, if your mother is afraid to ask you that, you will be upset and you will be irritated, then my brother, you have closed the doors of maghfirat for yourself. What is the meaning of a mother? Virtually endless. I couldn't find words to describe a mother. A protector, a guide, a very close friend, selfless, loving being, ready to sacrifice. And the list goes on and on and on. In Islam, motherhood has been given a very high status. Allah says in the introduction that we enjoin men to treat his parents kindly. His mother bore him much hardship. Then Allah says, do not commit shirk and be kind to your parents. After prohibiting shirk, after prohibiting ascribing partners to Allah, disobedience to parents immediately. Why? Because a disobedient child lives constantly under the divine curse of Allah. Between our two parents, our mother has obvious a higher status, as we can see from the following hadith that is narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. A man asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu, who is most deserving of my good company? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, your mother. He asked again, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. He asked again, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your mother. And the fourth time he said, your father. Friends, the golden pages of history has a very inspiring example of a man who was called Uwais Qarni, who secured a very high position after serving his mother. Listen to this narration and see what a status Allah blessed him with. Usayd bin Amr relates that Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah be pleased with him, that whenever reinforcements used to come from Yemen, he would ask these armies that used to come, is away. This continued for a while, until eventually in one of those battalions, in one of those reinforcements, Umair was present, Uwais was present. He asked him, Uwais ibn Amr, are you Uwais ibn Amr? When he answered, yes. Are you from the tribe of Murad, from the clan of Qaran? He answered, yes. Then he asked him, did you suffer from leprosy? Cured except for the spot as large as a dirham? He answered in the affirmative. Then he asked him, do you have a mother who is living? He also answered in the affirmative. Then Umar radiallahu anhu said, he heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, a man called Uwais ibn Amr will come to you with reinforcements from Yemen. He is from Murad, from the tribe of Qaran. He used to suffer from leprosy, but Allah cured him except for a spot as large as a dirham. He is good to his mother. He is benevolent to his mother. He is so close to Allah that if he swears by the name of Allah, Allah will fulfill his oath. O Umar, if you can ask him to make dua for you, if you can ask him to supplicate for you and to ask Allah to forgive you, do so, O Umar, because his duas are accepted. Umar radiallahu anhu asked him to supplicate to Allah and forgive him, and Uwais bin Amr did so. Allah made him mustajabud du'a. Allah made him one nations are accepted. Because of what? On the basis of he serving his mother. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu reports, they said, O Messenger of Allah, I intend to join an expedition. I want to go in jihad. What a noble thing, jihad. That is the epitome of sacrifice, where you give your life What is more dear? What is the most dearest thing to a person is his life. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I need your advice. I want to go in jihad. The Nabi of Allah asked him, is your mother alive? I want to go in jamaat. I want to go in jihad. I want to go here. I want to go there. I want to go everywhere. So the Nabi of Allah asked him, is your mother alive? He says, yes, she is alive. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stay with her, for paradise is beneath her feet. Stay with her. Jannat is beneath her feet. Abi Umama radiyallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, ma hakkul walidayni ala al-walad? What are the rights of parents over the children? In three words. Look at the brevity of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He answered this person in three words. Just in three words. And what did he say? Huma jannatuka aw naruk. That's it. No long bayans, nothing. Just in three words. Huma jannatuk aw naruk. They are your jannat or your jannat. You decide. As you sit here today, you make the decision. A man who sits beside his wife and he speaks ill of his mother. That, you know. Mommy does all these things. Mommy is not right. May the earth open up on you. May the earth swallow you. Wallah, you will find another wife. You will not find another mother. My daughter, one night asked me while tucking her into bed. He said, Dad, if you have all the money in the world, what would you buy? Dad, if you had all the money in the world, what would you buy? I said, my daughter, I'd buy time. I'd buy time. Said, why, Dad? I'd buy time just for that 1 minute I can spend with my mother. Tell her how much I love her. And tell her to forgive me. For being unable to fulfill her rights. Shopping malls, shopping centers, WhatsApp groups will be filled with Mother's Day ideas, Mother's Day gifts, Mother's Day's novelties. Your mother doesn't need a present. She needs your presence. Your mother doesn't need your presence. On one day, and you feel you have fulfilled the rights of your mother. You have trivialized motherhood. She needs your presence. Those who have their mothers, around. May Allah protect them. Those whose mothers are ill, and those whose mothers have passed. May Allah have mercy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب لتربيته الأسباب من نعم رغائب حب الأقارب أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له دافع المصائب والنوائب وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله ألنا محمد جوامع القلم والمنى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين اتبعوه ففازوا بأعلى المراتب أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان اعلموا أن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية أداء حقوق الوالدين وهي واجبة على كل ولد بنص الكتاب والسنة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رغم أنفه ثلاثا قيل من يا رسول الله قال من أدرك والديه عند الكبر أو أحدهما ثم لم يدخل الجنة وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله ما حق الوالدين على الولد قال هما جنتك أو نارك وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كل الذنوب يغفر الله منها ما شاء إلا حقوق الوالدين فإنه يعجل لصاحبه في الحياة قبل الممات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء رضي الله عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure we're straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps and stand as close as possible. A reminder of the weekly collection for the masjid and the madrasa that takes place. Humble request for the brothers, inshallah, to donate generously. And when we are donating, inshallah, we can even make the intention that Allah grant the thawab jariyah to all our loved ones that have left this world, inshallah. Whatever good takes place in the masjid, we will get the reward, and the reward will be passed on to them as well, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الحمد للعالمين الرحمن الرحيم يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi alfa alfa marrah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal afiyah. Allahumma ihfazna min kulli bala'i ad-dunya wa 'adhabil qabri wa 'adhabil akhirah. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إني أسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه. أعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.